Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Yud Gimel. We are holding on daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the end of the page. Amar Rav Yudam Shmuel, last word on the line at Amar. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Anna's wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bar Simcha, Leah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should all return home safely. We thank the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. We're going to discuss today how long does the Tkufa have to fall out in order to warrant being Ma'abr the Shana, meaning the whole point of being Ma'abr the Shana is to keep the lunar calendar and the solar calendar in sync with each other. When it comes to the solar calendar, there are four Tkufos Hashana. I think they're called the equinox and the solstice. At what point does the equinox have to be in order to warrant being ma'aber the shana, for the fall equinox in order to warrant being ma'aber the shana? So the Gemara is going to have two opinions, and it's going to describe how we derive those opinions. Then the Gemara is going to discuss: do we consider the Yom Tkufa, the day that the Tkufa happens on, to be the last day of the previous season, or do we consider that to be the first day of the following season? And it's important to know the language that we're talking when we say that you need the tekufa to be this many days in. So what happens, how do we consider that day that the tekufa actually falls on? Then the Gemara is going to explain the machlokas about how many dayanim are needed for smichas zekenim, a machlokas that appeared in our Mishnah where Rabbi Shimon said that you need three dayanim for smichas zekenim. Rabbi Yehuda said you needed five dayanim for smichas zekenim. Then the Gemara is going to bring a brisa about smichas chachamim and how that differs from smichas zekenim, and that will lead us into a discussion that goes into tomorrow's daf. So let's begin again with three lines from the end of the page. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, last word on the line is Amar on Daf Yud Beis on the Beis. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel. Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel says as follows: Ein ma'abr nes hashana elim kenois tkufa chasera rubo shel chodesh. That Beisin is not going to be ma'abr the shana unless the tkufas tamuz is missing to from completing its 91 day. Every tkufa is 91 and a quarter days, so it's missing the majority of the chodesh. The kamahu rubo shel chodesh shisha asayom. And what is rubo shel chodesh? It is 16 days. That if Bezin sees in Chodesh Adar that Tkufas Tammuz is going to be delayed into Chodesh Tishrei by 16 days, and the Tkufas Tishrei is therefore going to first be on the 17th of Tishrei, then they better be ma'abr the shana for the season being off. But if Tkufas Tammuz is not so delayed, it's only delayed by 15 days, and therefore Tkufas Tishrei is going to fall, meaning not delayed, if Tkufas Tammuz is going to be 15 days into Tishrei, extend 15 days into Tishrei, and Tkufas Tishrei is therefore going to fall on Tes Zion Tishrei, on the 16th day of Tishrei, so that's still good. We're not going to be Ma'abr the Shana for that. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Echad V'Yesrim Yom, that we're not Ma'abr the Shana for the Tkufa unless the Tkufa of Tammuz is going to be missing 21 days of Chodesh Tishrei, and therefore going to be Chal on the 22nd day of Tishrei. But if we're only missing 20 of Tkufas Tammuz, we're only not happening for the first 20 days of Tishrei, and it were to be Chal on the 21st day of Tishrei, then we would not be Ma'aber the Shana for such a thing. So even though Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi were off by several days from each other, they both derived their Shita from the same Pasuk, because the Pasuk describes about the Yom Tov of Sukkot, Chag HaAsif Tkufas HaShana, that the Chag HaSukkot is supposed to be Chal at the time of the gathering of the Tevua in the new Tkufa, meaning in Tkufas Tishrei, that there's supposed to be a time on Sukkot where you're gathering grain and it's already Tkufas Tishrei. It cannot be during Tkufas Tammuz. That's problematic. So it doesn't mean that the Yom Tov itself has to be during Tkuvas Tishrei, because there's no gathering on Yom Tov itself. You're never allowed to gather grain on Yom Tov itself. It must be that it's a reference to Chol HaMoed, that when you're allowed to gather grain, as long as it's a Malachas Davar HaAved, you're not Stam allowed to gather grain on Chol HaMoed, but Malachas Davar HaAved you're allowed to do. So we must be referring to Chol HaMoed, and the Machlokas Tanoim is, how many of the days of Chol HaMoed need to be in the new Tkufa? So at what point does the Tkufa have to happen? Does it have to happen in such a way where all of the days of Chol HaMoed are in the new Tkufa? Or does it have to happen in such a way that at least the last day of Chol HaMoed is in the new Tkufa? So Mar Savar Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kulei Chag Be'inah B'Tkufa Chadasha. You need the entire Chol HaMoed to be Chal in the Tkufas Tishrei. And therefore, if Beis Din sees that the Tkufas Tammuz is going to extend until the 16th day of Tishrei, and Tkufas Tishrei is only going to begin on the 17th day of Tishrei, they better be Ma'arba D'Shana, because then the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is the 16th day of Tishrei, is still going to be in the old Tkufa. But if Tkufas Tammuz is not going to extend until the 16th, it's only going to extend until the 15th day of Tishrei, and the new Tkufa is already going to be Chal on the 16th day of Tishrei, namely the first day of Chol HaMoed, then you don't need to be Ma'arba D'Shana, because you have all of Chol HaMoed being Chal in Tkufas Tishrei, and that's perfectly good. Umar Savar and Rabbi Yossi says, you don't need all of Chol HaMoed to be in the new Tkufa. Miktsas Chag Be'inan B'Tkufa Chadasha. All you need is one day of Chol HaMoed to be Chal in the new Tkufa. So at least a portion of Chol HaMoed is Chal in the new Tkufa, and therefore, if Tkufas Tammuz extends until the 21st day of Tishrei, and Tkufas Tishrei begins on the 22nd day of Tishrei, so then you have to be Ma'aber the Shana, because you're not even going to have a single day of Chol HaMoed in the Tkufa Chadasha. But if Tkufas Tishrei begins on the 21st day of Tishrei, then you don't need to be Ma'arba D'Shana, because at least one day of Chol HaMoed is in that Tkufa Chadasha, is in that new Tkufa, that new season. Rashi raises the question in Dibra Maskel Chag, wait, you need to be Ma'arba the whole year? You need to add a whole extra month to the year if it's off by one day? Isn't there a simpler solution? If it's off by one day, be Ma'abr Chodesh Elul. Just be Ma'abr Chodesh Elul, add one more day to Chodesh Elul, and then everything will be all will be good with the world. The Tkufa that will move back from the Yud Zayin to Tes Zayin, or from Chaf Beis to Chaf Aleph, and then you will have solved the problem by adding one day to Elul, so that will make it that the Tkufa is going to be on one day earlier on the calendar within Chodesh Tishrei. So Rashi writes, hey, you can't do that, because Beis Din came up with a particular number of Chadashim that could be Mu'ubarim in a way that Rosh Hashanah is not going to be Chal on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Lo Adu Rosh. Because they dafka had to do it that way, because Yom Kippur cannot be chal on Erev Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah were chal on Wednesday, Yom Kippur would be chal on Erev Shabbos. It cannot be chal on Sunday. If Rosh Hashanah were on Friday, it would be chal on Sunday. And Hoshana Rabbah cannot be chal on Shabbos. And if Rosh Hashanah were on Sunday, Hoshana Rabbah would be chal on Shabbos. So if there were now to be Ma'abr Chodesh Elul, that Rosh Hashanah is going to be moved by one day as well, and it's very likely going to be on one of those days. Now it's true, if Rosh Hashanah were chal on Monday, you could be Ma'abr Chodesh Elul and move Rosh Hashanah to Tuesday, because then if it would have been Monday, moving it one day is not a problem. But since most of the possibilities, most of the years, the possibility would be that moving Rosh Hashanah would mess up our Lo Adu Rosh, that was not considered to be a possibility for most years. And then Rashi says, you also can't be Ma'aber 2 months to push off Rosh Hashanah by 2 days, because most of the years they have a particular number of months that could be a Chodesh Mu'ubar. And if they're going to be Ma'abar 2 months in a row, it's going to turn out that you're going to have 8 Chodesh Mu'ubarim, and that's going to be a problem. It's going to mess up the entire calendar. So therefore, that was considered to not be an option. And the only option was to add an extra month into the year in order to avoid, in order to make sure that either, again, according to the two opinions, either the entirety of Chol HaMoed or at least some section of Chol HaMoed, one day of Chol HaMoed, will land in the new Tekufa, in the Tekufas Tishrei, and not be in Tekufas Tammuz. So Micah Savri, what do Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi hold about the very day of the Tekufa? Do we count that as the last day of the previous Tekufa, or do we count that as the first day of the next Tekufa? I mean, the Tekufa always happens in the middle of the day. So how do we consider that? So Ika Savri Yom Tekufa Gomer, if you assume that the day that the Tekufa is Chal on is considered the end of the previous Tekufa, and it's not considered, if you could please mute yourself, see Howard's iPhone. See that Howard's iPhone. I don't know who you are. See that Howard's iPhone. If you could mute yourself, please. If you can please mute yourself. Okay.
Okay, sorry.
No problem. Okay. So, Ikas Avri Yom Tekufa Gomer, if you hold that that the Yom that the Tekufa is going to is considered the end of the Tekufa and it's not considered part of the new Tekufa, so Balaf Achinami, even if Tekufa's Tammuz is not missing so many, is not so chaser, you'd still be Ma'abr the Shana. According to Rabbi Yehuda, holds that you need all of the days of Chol HaMoed to be in the new Tekufa. So even if Tekufas Tishrei falls on 16th day of the month, it's still not, the all of the days of the Chag are not in the Tekufa Chadasha, because the day that the Tekufa falls is considered to be the old Tekufa. So that wouldn't work. And according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that it's enough to have at least one day of Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa, then even if Tekufas Tishrei is Chal on the 21st day of the month, you don't even have Mitzvahs Chag in Tekufas Tishrei, because the day that the Tekufa falls out on is the completion of the previous Tekufa. It's not the brand new Tekufa. And the Yad Ramah points out, and you can't say that we're talking about a case where the Tekufas Tammuz finishes mamish at the end of the day, bidiyuk, exactly at the end of the day, and the new Tekufa begins mamish at the beginning of the next day, because that's not the way Tekufas work. Tekufas Tishrei, it never happens at the beginning of a day. It's either always 9 hours into the day or 3 hours into the day. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Erevin, that quotes Shita of Shmuel over there that holds that way. According to the Shita of Rav Ada, none of the Tekufos happen at the beginning of the day mamish, and therefore you have to be done the yom that the Tekufa falls in the middle of, and you have to figure out, well, what is it? If the Tekufa falls in the middle of the day, is it the last day of the previous one or the first day of the next one? So Ella must be Kasavri Yom Tekufa Mas. It must be that the basis of this discussion is that both Tanaim hold that the day of the Tekufa is considered to be the beginning of the new Tekufa. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the Tekufa falls on the 16th day of Chodesh Tishrei, it turns out that all the days of Chol HaMoed are in the new Tekufa. And according to Rabbi Yossi, if the Tekufa falls out on the 21st day of Tishrei, it turns out that there's at least one day of Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa, and therefore you're not Ma'aber the Shana for such a such an event. So they say, wait a second, Shmuel, you're telling me that they all hold Yom Tekufa Maschil? We have a brisa that Yom Tekufa Gomer, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yom Tekufa Maschil. That it's a machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. That it's not that everyone agrees in terms of what language we're speaking over here, in terms of what the status of the Yom Tekufa is. Not everybody agrees to that. That is, in fact, the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Not only that, Va'otanya, we have another brisa that goes through a whole bunch of different shitos in Tanaim as far as when the Tekufa has to be Chal in order for us to be Ma'abr the Shana. And that price reads as follows. Ein Ma'abr Neshalem Kenes the Tekufa Chaseiro Rubo Shal Chodesh. Ve'kama Rubo Shal Chodesh Shisha Aser Yom. The Tekufa has to be missing 16 days of the month. Meaning, if the new Tekufa is only on the 17th day of Tishrei, then we're Ma'abr the Shana. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says we're not Ma'abr the Shana unless the Tekufa's Tammuz is Chaser Shtei Yodos Bachodesh. Kama Shtei Yodos Bachodesh. What's Shtei Yodos? It means two-thirds of the month. It means Esrim Yom, that if the Tekufa is going to be Chal on the 21st day of Tishrei, then we're Ma'abr the Shana. Rabbi Yos Yomer Mechashvin Shisha Asol Lefnei HaPesach Ma'abrin. We have to do a Cheshvin from the and see that if Tekufas Teves is going to extend 16 days into Chodesh Nisan, and therefore Tkufas Nisan is only going to begin on the 17th day of Nisan, then we're Ma'arba D'Shana. Why? Because if the Tkufas Nisan is only going to be Chal on the 17th day of Nisan, then you can predict that Tkufas Tishrei is going to be Chal on the 22nd day of Tishrei, and that's going to be problematic. As Rashi explains, every Tkufa is 91 days, so Tkufas Nisan and Tkufas Tammuz together are going to be 182 days. So when you count from Yud Zayin Nisan 182 days forward, it's going to end on Chaf Aleph of Tishrei. So Tkufas Tishrei is only going to be on Chaf Beis Tishrei. So even though Rabbi Yossi holds that Yom Tkufa Maschil, but it's, you don't even have one day of Chol HaMoed in the new Tkufa, and therefore you're going to have to, you're going to be Ma'arba D'Shana. Tosfos writes, no, it could be that if Tkufas Nisan falls on the 16th day, even if we're to be Chal on the 16th day of the month, but the Tkufas Tishrei would still be on the 26th day, on the 22nd day of Tishrei, because Tkufas Nisan could happen at the beginning of the day or in the middle of the day. And between each Tkufa, there's not exactly 91 days. There's 91 days and 7.5 hours. So it turns out that the Tkufas Tishrei is going to be until Chaf Beis L'Chodesh. It's going to extend until Chaf Beis L'Chodesh. But Rabbi Yossi Dafka chooses that that Tkufas Nisan is Chal on Yud Zayin and not on Tes Zayin, because if it's Chal on Yud Zayin, then it will always, Tkufas Tishrei will always be on at least Chaf Beis L'Chodesh. If we're on Tes Zayin, it would sometimes be on Chaf Beis L'Chodesh, but not always be on Chaf Beis L'Chodesh. So we're just picking an easier example, Tosos points out in Dibra Maschil Tes Zayin. So it turns out that that you're not even going to have a little bit of Chol HaMoed in the new Tkufa. Shisha Asa Lefnei HaChag Ein Ma'abrin. But if Tkufas Tammuz extends 16 days into Tishrei, and the Tkufas Tishrei is going to be on the 17th day of Tishrei, then we're not Ma'abrin the Shana, because as long as some of Chol HaMoed is in Tkufas Tishrei, that's good enough. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Shisha Asa Lefnei HaChag Ma'abrin. Even if Tkufas Tammuz extends 16 days and Tkufas Tishrei is only going to be Chal on the 17th day of Tishrei, we should still be Ma'abra the Shana, because he holds that you need all of Chol HaMoed in the new Tkufa. And then Acherim Omrim Miyuto, that even a minority of the month is we're going to be Ma'abra V'kama Miyuto Arba Asoyom. That means 14 days. That means if the new Tkufa is going to be Chal on the 15th day of the month, we're going to be Ma'abra the Shana. But bottom line is, you see, according to the Brisa, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, you only need part of Chol HaMoed to be in the new Tkufa. Shmuel had said that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita was that you need all of Chol HaMoed to be in Tkufas Tishrei, that it's not enough to have part of Chol HaMoed in Tkufas Tishrei. So a second challenge to Shmuel. So says Gemara Kasha, yeah, it's taka difficult according to Shmuel's reading of the Tanaim. Why didn't the Gemara say Tiyufta? So the Yad Ramah writes, because Rav Tanuhu Palug, and he has the Girsa that it's Amar Rav Yidomar Rav, and that's Rabbi Elchanan's Girsa as well. According to our Girsa that it's Amar Rav Yidomar Shmuel, so then the taka should be Tiyufta. So it's difficult to understand why it's only Kasha. But if you have a Girsa of Rav Yidomar Rav, that Rav is one that's doing the talking over here, so then you understand that it's only Akasha, because you could always say Rav Tanuhu Palig. So now the Gemara explains the opinions that were just quoted in this last Brisa. So Amar Mar, we had said that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not Ma'abra the Shana unless the Tkufas Tammuz were missing Shtei Yodos Pachodesh, two-thirds of Tishrei, which is Esrim Yom. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Mechashin Shishasa Yom Lefnei HaPesach Ma'abrin, that if the Tkufas Teves extends 16 days before Pesach, then we're Ma'abra the Shana, because then we know Tkufas Tammuz is going to extend until the 21st day of Tishrei. Well, Haina Rabbi Yehuda, aren't Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi saying the same thing? Both of them hold that some of Chol HaMoed needs to be in the Tkufa Chadasha. And as long as some of Chol HaMoed Sukkos is in the Tkufa Chadasha, you're okay. So what are they saying differently from one another? So answers Gemara, Yom Tkufa Gomer, Yom Tkufa Maskelik Abinayu. They're arguing whether the day of the Tkufa is considered the last day of the previous Tkufa or the first day of the next Tkufa. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's considered to be the conclusion of the old Tkufa. And therefore, the Tkufa is going to be Chal on the 21st day of Chodesh Tishrei, Yirma Abra the Shana, because then you're not going to have even a single day of Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, if it's going to be Chol on the 21st day of Tishrei, so that's considered the new Tekufa. So the last day of Chol HaMoed is the new Tekufa. So you do have a single day of Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa. So Amar, we had said in the Braisa that according to Rabbi Yossi, if Tekufa's Tammuz extends, Shisha Asar Lefnei HaChag Ein Ma'abrin, then we are not Ma'aber the Shana. So El Rabbi Yossi, Shisha Asar Lefnei HaChag Budulo, it's only when it's 16, when the Tekufa goes until the 16th day of Tishrei, that we're not Ma'aber the Shana. HaShivsar V'Tamneisar Ma'abrin, but if we were to extend until the 17th day or the 18th day, then we would be Ma'aber. V'Amar Shisha Asar Lefnei HaPesach in Batulo, but he said only in the case where Tekufa's Teves goes until the 16th day of Nisan, we're Ma'abar the Shana, because that would mean that Tekufas Tishrei is going to be Chal on the 22nd day of Tishrei. Sounds like any time before the 22nd day of Tishrei, we're not Ma'abar the Shana, because as long as you have a little over, as long as you have one day of Chol HaMoed that's in the new Tekufa. So how come he says that Shisha Asar? It's not Shisha Asar. It could be 17, 18, 19, 20, right? So, you know, so lo, edvid, ain ma'abr. In both cases, we're not ma'abr, even 17 and 18. And he's being imprecise because once the Reisha mentioned Shisha Asar Lefnei HaPesach, which is his real Shita, meaning once he says that in the first half of a sentence, so he concludes the second half of a sentence also using the number Shisha Asar Lefnei HaChag, even though while that might be true, it's not precise. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Av Shisha Asar Lefnei HaChag Ma'abrin. Then Rabbi Shimon had said that even if the Tekufas Tammuz goes until 16 days, and we're not going to be Ma'abar the Shana. Hainu Tanakama, that's exactly the Shita of the Tanakama, that if it's 16 days, we're not Ma'abar the Shana. So Yikvinayu Tekufa Maschil, Yom Tekufa Maschil, Yom Tekufa Gomer. The difference between them is one of them holds that the day that the Tekufa is going to be Chalon is considered to be the new Tekufa, and therefore we're not going to be Ma'abar the Shana if the Tekufa's Tishrei is Chal on the 16th day of the month, because then it will turn out that all of Chol HaMoed is in the new Tekufa, because the 16th day of the month is the first day of Chol HaMoed. So if you consider the day of the Tekufa to already be the next season, so all of Chol HaMoed will be in the next season. And only if the Tekufa is going to be Chal on the 17th day of the month, only then will we be Ma'abar the Shana. And the other Shita holds that we view the day of the Tekufa like the conclusion of the previous Tekufa, and therefore, even if the Tekufa's Tishrei is going to be Chal on the 16th day of the month, we're Ma'abar the Shana, because the 16th day is considered to be part of the old Tekufa, so you don't have all of Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa. But we don't know which Tana holds what. We know that must be what they're arguing about. Right, they must be arguing about when the Tekufa is Chal on the first day of Chol HaMoed. What's that considered? Is that considered that the first day of Chol HaMoed is the old Tekufa or the new Tekufa? But we don't know who holds what, because they both say the words Shisha Asar Yom. So how are we supposed to know which one means to say Shisha Asar Yom is on the Chisaron HaTekufa, meaning that only if it's missing from the old Tekufa 16 days and it's and the new Tekufa is Chal on the 17th day, only then we're Ma'abar the Shana, and who means to say that the Nefilas HaTekufa is on the 16th day? Hard to know. So we have no idea who says what. Acherim, then we had said in the Braisa that according to Acherim, we're Ma'abar the Shana even when Tekufas Tammuz is only missing Mi'uto of Chodesh Tishrei. V'kama Mi'uto, Arba Asar Yom. It's 14 days. Meaning, even if the new Tekufa is Chal on the first day of Sukkis, on Tesvav of Tishrei, we're Ma'abar the Shana. Well, Micah Savri, what could you possibly hold to make it that if the season changes on the first day of Sukkot, on Yontif, where it's not a time of Asifa at all, so you'll have already all of Chol HaMoed in the new season. Even if you hold that the day of the Tekufa is the last day of the previous Tekufa, and it's not yet considered the first day of the next Tekufa, and you hold you need all of Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa, you have it, because the Tekufa ended on the first day of Yontif, so you still have all of Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa. Zantz Gemara, Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak explains, Acherim are not talking about Tekufas Tammuz extending into Chodesh Tishrei. Acherim b'Tekufas Nisan Kaimi. They're talking about Tkufas Nisan that extends. Dichsiv Shamar is Chodesh Aviv, Shamar Aviv Shal Tkufa. You have to make sure Tkufas Nisan is in the springtime, Sheba Chodesh Nisan, that it needs to be in the Chodesh Nisan of the lunar calendar, meaning that Tkufas Nisan needs to be in the Zman of the Chiddush of the Levana. And the Chiddush of Levana is up until 14 days into the month. So if the Yom Tkufa of Tesvav Chodesh, if the Yom Tkufa is going to be Chal on Tesvav, not of Tishrei, on Tesvav Nisan, you're not fulfilling Shamaras Chodesh Aviv, because the Aviv is not going to be Chal in the time of a Chiddush HaLevana. It's going to be Chal once the moon is already on its way, it's already waning, right? It's on the other side. So for that, you have to be Ma'abr the Shana. So ask the Gemara, well, you don't have to be Ma'abr the Shana for that. V'labri la'adar. You could just make Adar a 30-day month and not a 20-day month, and then the Tkufa Chadasha is going to be moved back from Tesvav Nisan to Yod Dal Nisan, and that's in the, and then you're good. That's the Zman of the Chiddush HaLevana, and you'll be able to be Mekayim the Pasuk, Shamaras Chodesh Aviv. Now, the Menachas Chinuch says, wait a second. I'm going to add artificially an extra day to Adar, and then I'm going to get the waxing of the moon and not the waning of the moon on the next Tkufa. He said, why is it going to help to be Ma'abr Chodesh Adar to have the Tkufa Chadasha be in the Chidusha Shalavana? The Ibor doesn't change the moon. It just means that you're lying to yourself, right? Meaning it's just artificially adding an extra day. The moon is going to be when the moon is going to be. So even if the Tkufa Chodesh is going to be on Yud Dalil Chodesh, but there have already been 15 days from the Molad Alavana, so the Tkufa Chodesh is not going to fall in the time of the new moon. So he leaves it as a tzarachia. It's a very, very strong kasha, right? Meaning you could pretend it's at the time of the waxing of the moon, but it's not. It's going to be at the time of the waning of the moon. Okay. Amar of Achabar Yaakov. So again, the Gemara asks, why aren't we Ma'aber Adar? So Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, yeah, when the Tkufa is Chal on Tesvav L'Chodesh, we're not Ma'abr the Shana. We're Ma'abr just Chodesh Adar. We add an extra day to Adar. And only when the Tkufa is Chal on Tezayin L'Chodesh, then we have no choice, because then it's off by 2 days. So being Ma'abr Chodesh Adar is not going to help. So then we're going to have to be Ma'abr the Shana. So Tana Milamal L'Mata Kachashiv. The Tana Acherim, meaning who says Arba Asa Yom, is counting backwards, meaning from the higher number to the lower number. And what he means to say is that if from Tkufas Teves your chasar 18 days or 17 days or 16 days or 15 days ad miyuto up until 14 days of the Chodesh, then ma'arbin v'kama miyuto arba asa yom, meaning if the Tkufa is going to be chal on Tes Zayin the Chodesh, then you have to be ma'arbin the year. But if it's not going to be chasar, it's only going to be chasar 14 days and it's going to be chal on Tesvav the Chodesh, then you don't need to be ma'arbin the year. You're ma'arbin only Chodesh Adar. So the new Tkufa is going to and then it will turn out that the new, wait, if you're ma'arbin Chodesh Adar, then the new Tkufa will be chal on Yud Dalid of Nisan, which is still the time of the Chiddush HaLevana, of the moon growing. Ravina Amar Liol Macherim B'Tishrei Kaimi. Ravina says, well, we are totally misunderstanding Acherim. Let's go back to our original understanding of Acherim. Right? That Acherim, when they say 14, they're talking about Tishrei, they're not talking about Nisan. And nevertheless, they hold that if Tkufas Tammuz is missing 14 days, which means that the Tkufa Chadash is going to be Chal on the 15th day of Tishrei, that the new Tkufas Tishrei is going to be Chal only on the first day of Sukkot, we're Ma'abr the Shana. Why don't you need? Don't you only need all the days of Chol HaMoed to be in the new Tkufa, and you have it? No, they hold you need all of Sukkot to be in the new Tkufa, even the first day of Yontif. And they hold that the day of the new Tkufa, the day that Tkufa is Chal, is considered a day of the old Tkufa. So you don't have the new Tkufa carrying all of the days of Yontif, because the first day of Yontif is not. So it says is not in the new Tkufa. So ask the Gemara, but why? Yom Tov Rishon, Chag HaAsif Ksiv. The Pasuk says Chag HaAsif needs to be in the new Tkufa. There's no Asifa of grain on Yom Tov Rishon. So ask the Gemara, it doesn't mean Asifa, it means Chag HaBa bizman asifa. When we refer to Sukkot as Chag Asif, it doesn't mean that you actually have to be doing an asifa. It means it's the season of the year that asifa happens. Which Chag is the season of the year that asifa happens? That's Sukkot. So therefore, all of Sukkot needs to be in the new tkufa. Not enough for all of Chol HaMoed to be in the new tkufa. So that's the shita of Acherim. Now we go back to that. That concludes our discussion of tkufa. So for those who have trouble with those kinds of discussions, now we're back to more conventional discussions. So smicha zakenim, we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Olds needs 3 dayanim, and Rabbi Yehuda says needs 5 dayanim. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a brisa, Darshan's apostle, that talks about smicha zakenim, meaning on the par helm davar shel tzibur. It says v'samchu ziknei eides yideim al rosh par. So we darshan v'samchu ziknei yachol ziknei ashuk. I might think that you just take any zakenim from the shuk, meaning talmid chacham that are not members of the Sanhedrin. Zakein always means the talmid chacham, because the word zakein, Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, means zeh shekana chachma. But I would think you get talmid chacham from the shuk. You don't need talmid chacham that are members of the Sanhedrin. Talmid lomar eida. That's why it says Eda means Sanhedrin. Eda, even if you hold that you need Edim to be you need members of the Sanhedrin to do smich on the par, Yachal Ketani Eda. I might think that you can get from Sanhedrin Ketani. You don't need from the Sanhedrin Agadol. Tamalomar Ha Eda, Miuchadin Shab Eda. No, from the Eda, from the big Sanhedrin, from the Sanhedrin Agadol, the most prestigious Dayanim. V'kamehain, how many zakenim from the Sanhedrin Agadol do you need to do the smicha on the head of the par helm davar shel tzibur? So we learn as follows. V'samchu is a plural term. So shnayim, that must mean at least 2 dayanim. And then it says ziknei, so that's also shnayim. That's also a plural term, so that's a minimum of another 2 dayanim. So that's 4. But ein beis din shakel, you know that you're never going to have a beis din that has only 4 dayanim. You can't have an even number on a beis din. So masif lo aleim arechad, harekan chamisha, div Rabbi Yehuda. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda arrives at the number of 5 dayanim, because you can't have 4, and the pasuk itself indicates 2 times 2, so it's got to be add 1 more, and that's how you get to 5. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shnayim, vein beis shakel masifin aleim arecha, ziknei is shnayim, vein beis shakel masifin arecha, harekan shlosha. That we only look at the word ziknei, and ziknei is plural, that's 2, and therefore you can't have just 2, you got to add a 3rd, and that's how you need 3. But Rabbi Shimon Aksiv Visamchu, how does Rabbi Shimon ignore that there's another word in the pasuk that's also plural that should have also indicated another 2? That word is needed for its just the simple reading of the pasuk to tell me that zakenim are somich yideim on the par, and it's not extra to teach me any drasha. So you cannot learn from there to add to the number of zakenim. And now the truth is the word ziknei is also needed lagufa. But the Ad Ramah points out that we could learn from the fact that it says Loshen Rabim, but from the Samchu you cannot learn, because that word is Samuch to the word Ziknei, meaning there has to be conformity between the two words, because who is the Samchu? The Ziknei. So once one of them is Loshen Rabim, the other one by definition has to be Loshen Rabim. So you cannot learn, that's what the Ad Ramah is saying, that that's Rabbi Shimon's real Shita, that you cannot learn a multiplicity from both of them, because once you have one of them being in plural, the other one has to be in plural, otherwise the language doesn't make sense. Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to say to Rabbi Shimon's Taina? Lugufei lo tzaruch. You don't need the word lugufei. Dim kein lo asiv v'samchu l'drasha lichtov ziknei ede yideim al rosh apar. If the word v'samchu wasn't there to teach me some sort of drasha, it could have skipped it entirely. It could have just said ziknei ede al rosh apar, and I'll realize what it means, ziknei ede al rosh apar, that it means you lean your yadayim al rosh apar. Rabbi Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon think that this word is necessary lugufei? Because he ksiv hachiyav amina my al b'samach. I would have thought that ziknei eda yedeim al rosh hapar does not mean that they have to do real smicha by putting their weight on the rosh hapar. I would have thought it just means they put their hands in the vicinity of the rosh hapar, but they don't need their hands mamish on the rosh hapar, and therefore it has to say b'samachu to tell me that they lean their hands mamish on the rosh hapar. Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda think that it could have skipped the word v'samchu And after all, Rabbi Shimon seems to be right. How would you know, have known that Zitnei Eidei Yedeim al Rosh HaPar means that their hands actually have to be touching and leaning on the par? Maybe that would have just meant that they have to be nearby, that they have to be in the proximity of the Rosh HaPar. So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it cannot mean proximity to the Rosh HaPar, because Gamar Rosh Rosh Me'ola, he learns the Gezeirah Shava of Rosh Rosh from a Karbonola. By the Karbonola it says Vis Samach Yado Al Rosh HaOla, and by parallel Shel Tzibur it says Vis Samchu Zekne Edei Sideim Al Rosh HaPar. So since the word Rosh appears in both Pesukim, I could learn the din of Parhelm Dover Shel Tzibur with the Gezeirah Shava from the din of Karbonola, that just like over there you have to do Smicha on the Karbon, Mamish, not just Samuch, not just nearby, so to by Parham Davish Tzibur means you need to do actual smicha, and therefore the word v'samchu when it comes to Parham Davish Tzibur is extra. Rabbi Shimon lo gamar Rosh Rosh Me'ola, and Rabbi Shimon would just very simply respond that he never had such a gzer shava of Rosh Rosh Me'ola, meaning ein adam dan gzer shava me'atzmel and kein kibla me'rabo, and he was never mekabel such a gzer shava from his Rebbe to link the parsha of Ola with the parsha Parham Davish Tzibur, and therefore he also cannot dash on the word v'samchu to tell me the number of smuchim, because it's needed l'gufei, just to tell me that you need to actually do a smicha. Okay, so now we go back Tana, smicha u'smicha sekenim bishlosha. So we had said in the Brisa that both smicha and smicha sekenim needs three dayanim. My smicha sekenim, meaning we said smicha sekenim on the Rosh Parham Dover Shel Tzibur, so then what is the smicha that we're talking about? Why are these two different things? We already described smicha sekenim means the leaning on the Parham Dover Shel Tzibur. So Rabbi Yochanan Mismach Sabi, it means Smichas Chachamim, that they're going to call the person Rabbi at this point. And that Smicha requires three Talmidei Chachamim in order to implement such a Smicha. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet, goes through how Smicha happens. He writes, Echad Bezen HaGadol Vech Sanhedrin Katana O Bezen Shel Shoshet Tzarek Shia Echad Me'an Samuch Mipi HaSamuch. You need someone to have Smicha directly in the line of Smicha. Moshe Rabbeinu Samach Yehoshua Biyad Shem Rav Yismach Chesed Olav Yitzaveh V'chein Hashem Zekeinu Moshe Rabbeinu Samcham V'shor Saleim Shechina. Moshe Rabbeinu gave Smicha to Yehoshua and to the Shem Zekeinu V'osam HaZekeinu V'samchu L'acherim V'acherim L'acherim V'nimtzu HaSmuchin Ish M'Piyish Ad Beis Dino Shel Yehoshua V'ad Beis Dino Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. So you can trace the lineage of Smicha to the Beis Dino of Yehoshua and the Beis Dino of Moshe. V'echad HaNismach V'Pinasi Om Piyachad M'Nasmuchin Afil Lo Haya Also Samach Sanhedrin Me'olam. Even if the person giving the smicha was not a member of the Sanhedrin, that's fine, as long as he received the smicha and it goes back to the Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeinu or Yehoshua. So that's the smicha we're referring to. So I'm going to buy the Rav Yosef. Mismach Sabi b'shlosha minalan. Who told you that Mismach Sabi requires three dayanim? Ilei memidich seiv. If you're going to say we learn from the pasuk about Moshe Rabbeinu being samich Yehoshua v'yismach esyad of alav yachi tiski b'chad. Well, then you should only need one dayan because Moshe Rabbeinu did it himself. Moshe Rabbeinu himself gave smicha to Yehoshua. V'chitema Moshe b'mekom shivim b'chad kai. Maybe you can say no. Moshe Rabbeinu corresponds to 71 dayanim. So he's like a whole Bezdin. You're right. You correspond 71 dayanim. But then you should say that you need 71 dayanim, meaning manavshuch, if you can learn from Moshe. So either you say Moshe Rabbeinu is just one person and therefore you only need one person to confer smicha, or you should say that Moshe Rabbeinu is as big as 71 dayanim and therefore you should require 71 dayanim to confer the smicha. So kasha, so that's a real kasha. How do I know that smicha's zakenim, that smicha's chachamim rather, requires shlosha? The Gemara leaves that as a kasha. The Rambam writes that even though you need three for smicha, you don't need all of them to be smuchim, that only one of them needs to be samuch. And the Kesemish explains that since the Gemara leaves it as a kasha, and it's pashat that you don't need shivim ve'echad, so it's good enough to have just one. It's just that we cannot reject the brisa entirely. I mean, the Rambam says the kasha is such a strong kasha, meaning it's clear for Moshe Rabbeinu you only need one person to have the smicha in order to confer the smicha, but the brisa said explicitly you need three. So what do I do with that? So it must be the Rambam was trying to thread that needle. So the Rambam was trying to say, oh yeah, you need three dayanim, but only one of them actually needs to have the smicha, and that's how he solves this problem. Now you can't say that Moshe Rabbeinu had another two guys with him when he gave smicha to Yehoshua. It's just that the shum kvod shel Moshe, they weren't mentioned. Meaning the Gemara is going to have such a thing in tomorrow's daf by the Ma'aser of Rabbi Ben Bava, that sometimes there are are three people doing something, but we only mentioned the leader of the group. We only mentioned one of them. So one might have wanted to say the same thing over here. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu had three people in total. There were two other guys with him, because since we never find in any pasuk that smicha requires three, it would not have hidden the other two people that were together with Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Sefer Chamra V'Chayi points out. That's why we can't give what would seem like a simple answer. Does the Somech literally put his hand on the head of the Nismach at the time that he gives him smicha? Meaning, if we learn from Moshe to Yeshua, then yeah, you need Yad Mamish, just like Moshe Rabbeinu put his hand directly on Yeshua. But since we can't really learn from Moshe, we left it as a kasha, you can't really learn from Moshe, so now I'm left with the question, do you actually put your hand on the guy, or do you not put your hand on the person receiving the smicha? So later Vashi says he does not put his hand on him. He's only somich him by name. Kari le Rabbi, that he says now you are called Rabbi. And he gives him reshus to be dan dine knasos by now calling him by now giving him this title of Rabbi. In the Igeres Rav Shri Ragon, he quotes that they asked the Gaonim, the Rosh Shiva's Gaon Yaakov, why is it that some of the Tanaim and Amoraim were called just by their names, Shimon HaTzadik, Antigonus Yishsocho, Yossi ben Yoazer, Yossi ben Yochanan, Rav, Shmuel, Abaye, Rav. Some are called Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. Some are called Mar, Marukva, Mar Yenuka. Some are called Rav, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda. And some are called Rabban, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So he says that Rabbi is the Chachmei Yisrael that got smicha from their Sanhedrin. And Rav is the Chachmei Bavel that got smicha in their yeshivos. And then he says the earlier generations were so great that they didn't need any title at all. Gadol mi Rabban Shemo, right? None of the Nevi'im are called Rabbi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yeshaya, Rabbi Yecheskel, right? So in the earlier generations, they didn't need any title to express their chashivos. But this is where it comes from, that Rabbi is the way that is an indication of smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with V'chad L'Samach. Everyone have a wonderful day and a Freilich L'Chaim.